Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, everybody. So happy to be here with you all today. I'm Jennifer B., and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And stay with us for the next hour. We're going to inspire and encourage you to take your next step in making your dreams and visions an actual reality. Each Wednesday, noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us to taking inspired action. The goal, our mission, is to help you make progress, build your evidence, move closer to your dreams, where every day you are happier, healthier, and a little more passionate than you were yesterday. That's the goal. So thank you all also for tuning in. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, certainly a very big warm welcome to you. I hope everyone is having a wonderful summer. And we've got warm temperatures, sun shining, and blue sky out here, which is doesn't happen too often, which is why we're just reveling in it. And, you know, also for those of you in other parts of the world that might be enjoying a different season, I hope you are, in fact, enjoying it and having a wonderful time out there. It's actually a great, great topic, and we're going to shine the spotlight on procrastination and talk about how to end your relationship with this really a tricky mindset. And I'm not going to procrastinate any longer. We're going to get to this actually pretty quickly here because it's a big topic, and I really think, like many of you know me out there, I believe in putting our attention on subjects and topics that help change our life, help move us forward, and you've got to talk about it out loud to do that. So again, procrastination being that, again, tricky mindset. And I do mean tricky, because most of us don't go one day without using other powers of the mind, which is rationalization, because rationalizing and procrastinating are bedfellows. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie The Big Chill. Well, it's actually an older movie, but, you know, I've never forgotten a scene in that movie where Jeff Goldblum and Glenn Close are on the couch and they're talking, and he makes a very wise comment, which is, no one can go through a day without a good rationalization. So it's actually a great movie, a lot of big names in it. It's definitely worth seeing if you haven't seen it before. And so I highly recommend it. I actually own that movie, and I've watched it so many times. It's really a great movie. But I want to get Michael out here, too, pretty quickly here, because he is with us today again, Michael Becker. And, you know, he as well is no stranger to procrastination, because, you know, he's going to give some great examples of procrastination and its relationship to being stuck, which is it's touching on the subject of there's a spectrum of procrastination, certainly on a scale. There's a continuum where procrastination exists in your life. On one end of the spectrum, it's just a nagging irritation that repeats itself once in a while, maybe. And on the other end of the spectrum, its existence has caused utter stagnation, or the other way it's described, it's caused you to get stuck without seeing light at the end of the tunnel, without any movement. And in some cases, it's crippling. In those cases, often it's quite beneficial to actually go out and talk to somebody, get somebody to a coach or a therapist or something to actually move some things out of the way to get moving along. So let's bring Michael out here. And for those of you who don't know, Michael, like me, is a fellow life coach, and he's a successful business coach and mentor, has a unique gift in helping individuals channel their amazing talents through inspired action and taking their life to the next level. So let's bring Michael. Michael, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jennifer. Glad to be on the show today. And like you, enjoying the blue sky and the sunshine.
Isn't it great? I know. We mustn't ever take that for granted.
Well, living in the Pacific Northwest, we don't.
Indeed. So this is a really great topic. I know you and I have talked about this because it really has a lot to do with it. It's you know, for some, again, a nagging irritation. For others, it's almost a plague on their life. And it really has a lot to do with changing our minds about this. But again, I always indicate this: knowledge is power. So we're going to bring knowledge to the table here, talk about some tips and what we can do. But first off, again, I'm also a very big fan of making sure when we all have this dialogue that we're all on the same plateau of understanding, essentially. So Michael, go ahead. Can you give everyone the common definitions of procrastination?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Interesting thing is, as I was talking about this with you and doing some research on it, of course, you know, we all have our own definitions, and some of them are pretty straightforward. And when I thought about it and I came up with my own definition of what is procrastination, it was actually pretty simple. It was just this idea that oftentimes all of us tend to avoid doing things that we don't find pleasant or fun, or things that we find stressful, and substituting something else in its place, you know, something that we do find pleasant and enjoyable and maybe less stressful. And really, if you think about it, I think procrastination is one of those words or one of those subjects or concepts that people tend to minimize. They tend to think of it almost in a humorous way. Oh, I procrastinated, or my friend procrastinated, or, you know, it's kind of a funny thing. And when it's a minor thing in your life, it is kind of humorous sometimes. But the interesting thing is, the more I looked into this, it really made me realize that this can be, and you've already suggested it, can be a very potentially debilitating issue for a lot of people. So let me just, in my research, I came up with several kind of interesting definitions that kind of get to the heart of it. The first one is, procrastination is the voluntary delay of an intended, necessary, and important activity, despite expecting potential negative consequences that outweigh the positive consequences of the delay. So in other words, it's, you know, you don't give it a lot of thought, but the truth is it can have a very big impact. Another one is to voluntarily delay an intended course of action, expecting to be worse off for the delay. So you kind of get it. We can chuckle about it. We can laugh at it. But if you get caught up in too much procrastination, there's going to be a lot of pain. There's going to be pain
right.
to deal with. Yeah.
Right. And it is interesting because I think for some, it's almost as if a human genome, a human gene has been turned on for them when it comes to procrastination. Because, again, for everyone, it exists on some level in their lives. But where you are on the spectrum is what's so very important to really come to terms with, which I think a lot of people, again, if you're high on the procrastination spectrum, you don't really pay attention to it. It just happens, and you wonder why you're not moving forward in life. Wouldn't you say?
That's exactly right. And you really hit it with that phrase, you know, where are you on the spectrum? Because that is true of everything in life, you know, whether it's procrastination or your feelings about yourself in terms of self-worth and self-confidence. There's a spectrum, and each of us is somewhere on that spectrum. And that's the part where it gets interesting, is where are you on that spectrum?
Right, right. So what we want to do, and, you know, what I want to talk about is how to eliminate or at least modify our relationship with this mindset, which I think is critical, again, talking about it out loud, because procrastination is the breeding ground for creating negative habits such as avoidance, denial, self-sabotage, self-limitations, untruths or lying to ourselves, resulting in we build fantasies around our failure. Procrastination, again, is the breeding ground for that. So let's get into that right after the break. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to really talk about how to turn off, unplug, disconnect your procrastination gene. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we're going to talk about how to break up with procrastinations and start moving forward. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arms.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tonight I'm gonna break away. Just to wait.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we are talking about that tricky mindset of procrastination and how to start making progress, essentially turn that darn procrastination gene off. So we were just talking about this, which is procrastination is essentially a breeding ground for a lot of limitations, a lot of essentially self-sabotaging type behaviors, and which can really bring a lot of stress to people's lives, a lot of guilt, a lot of situations that become essentially crisis situations unnecessarily. And so we want to really bring some attention to this, because there are a number of things that, again, knowledge is power, a number of things that if you put your attention on, you can make progress in this area and start moving forward. Inspired action, making progress every day. That's what it's about. So here's some good news. We're going to give a number of helpful tools to immediately shift this kind of cycle into one of inspired action. Mastering the Art of Inspired Momentum, essentially. I'm going to share with you what has helped me time and time again to keep the momentum going. And one, certainly a very important secret that requires the idea of this, the attention on this subject, the secret is one of them, is that it requires attention every day. It is something that you have to pay attention to every day. So if you are a procrastinator, in fact, leading towards the extreme part of the spectrum we were talking about, you no doubt have to look at a word. I'm going to say a word. I don't like this word. I don't like to use it. And I may not say it again after this, which is the word laziness. I know a lot of people talk about that. A lot of people use that in judgment in many ways, not just about other people, but a lot of time you use it about yourself when you are procrastinating. And it's, again, laziness. I used it again. I don't like to use it. It's really not productive, and it's not about that. So moving ourselves forward, making progress, requires a lifestyle commitment. It's a commitment to an inspired action lifestyle. Now, very important, this doesn't mean it's hard. It doesn't mean it has to be difficult. Inspired action is born from the mindset of detachment, surrender, allowing, flowing, trusting, and mindful attention. It's not about difficult. It's not hard. That's where the first mind shift needs to occur. And I mean, the greatest ideas, the greatest projects, the greatest accomplishments in life were coming from inspired action. We're coming from this type of mindset. Michael, I wanted to ask you, how is procrastination different for men and women, would you say?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question, because I was thinking about this in the coaching work I've done over the years with individuals or with business owners and managers. I've noticed something interesting in terms of people putting things off. Well, I can say this only one way. Men do it more so than women. I prefer sometimes to work with women in terms of coaching and as business owners, because they seem to be more willing to do things that need to be done, not put things off. And quite a few men that I've worked with really struggle with that and wind up putting things off to do other things. I call it majoring in minor things, you know, where you convince yourself that this is important, these tasks, these things are important, and they are, except on a priority scale, they're not all that important. And so I see, to answer your question, I see men doing that actually far more often than women.
Isn't that interesting? I know that that's a struggle. I wonder, certainly when in my corporate background, working with a lot of different individuals, in the business environment, it's different because there are so many responsibilities and it is difficult to keep everybody on task and keep the priority items being accomplished. And depending on the individual, that's what I've noticed. It's really depending on the individual, where they are in the procrastination spectrum, as to what level of success you're really going to achieve with that individual. And there are a number of things that you can help that individual with if you pay attention to that specific area with them. That's what I've noticed working with a lot of teams and getting the best out of those individuals to make the greatest and most successful team environment. But that's what's not done out there quite a lot, is working on that very issue, because
that's
people
true.
Just don't pay attention to it.
That is so true, because people, you know, as I said early on, procrastination is one of those things people kind of laugh about it and joke about it, and it's kind of no big deal. But as you just said, in a business environment where things have to get done usually in a certain way, in a certain order, some people don't struggle with that, you know, at all, and other people struggle with it on a daily basis. And I think it has to do with, you know, the tasks being asked of people. Do the people feel confident in those tasks? Do the people feel like there's a benefit to them in doing that? And a lot of people struggle with that, and they wind up procrastinating. And yet, you know, we all do it every day on some level, but certainly in a business environment, it can be a real problem, and it means
right.
You have to just be, as a manager, so watchful of what's happening with different people. You know, are they likely to procrastinate, and how can we help them? That kind of thing. So you're right. In a business environment, it's managing procrastination is crucial.
Right. And I think it's so helpful, and I'm going to let you elaborate on this a little bit more, which is transforming procrastination and also its relationship with what is really, in some people's lives, strategic delay versus procrastination. Expand
exactly.
on that a little bit.
That's an interesting concept, but one that is very similar to procrastination. It's this notion of, certainly in the business world, but in our personal lives also, strategic delay is not the same thing as procrastination. In other words, you're making a choice about putting something on the back burner because you've thought it through. And while it's a very important, whatever that thing is, it's very important, you've assessed that other things need to get accomplished first, that they're either more important or it's important to get those things done first so that what seemingly is the bigger task can get accomplished. So it's where you're really mindful and you're really aware of the choices and what things need to get done. Versus in procrastination, there isn't really that process going on. It's simply a matter of, you know, something about it bothers you, something is stressful about it to you, and you just are looking for a way to avoid it. And I also came up with this, I did some research, and, you know, we all come up with justifications for procrastination. And those are avoidance, where we, you know, change our situation or our location so we don't even have to deal with it. Distraction, where we, you know, we immerse ourselves in other behaviors that are more interesting. trivialization, where we reframe what's going on as not being important, meaning the tasks that needed to get done, we rationalize and say, oh, it's not all that important. I mean, there's a whole number of things we do. We joke about it. We say it's out of my control. We deny that we're actually procrastinating.
Views expressed on this.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that we procrastinate. But when it's strategic delay, none of those reasons come into play because none of them make sense. None of them are logical and rational kinds of things.
Right,
so, yeah,
right.
We all do it. We all do it.
And I love that because strategic delay gives you, again, you're able to see that procrastination may be the beginnings of eliminating that process from your life and just including what you can really describe as strategic delay. Because I also love the idea that maybe you have a couple of tasks that you really need to get done, but you're in a mode that you need a break. And like you were saying earlier, we were joking about this, is maybe, you know what, I want to go see a movie, or I want to go to the park and, you know, put my feet on the grass and feel the earth a little bit. There's also a strategic delay in the fact that maybe your soul needs to be fed a little bit to gain some strength for the day ahead, for the task ahead. That's okay. I mean, if you're aware and you're making that choice in a very conscious way, then in fact, that's a strategic delay.
And so, you just said the key word there, and it's a word I hear you use all the time. It's your awareness. That's
right.
The difference, your awareness.
Right, right. Because the bottom line is the longer one procrastinates, not strategically delaying something, but procrastinates, the longer one procrastinates, the harder the task becomes. In fact, the heavier the task becomes. And so this is what's interesting. And there's actually an interesting posting on Facebook that I just noticed today, which I'm going to share in a minute here, because it actually was just perfect. And it flows just exactly along with the line we're talking about. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that again, ways to successfully create an inspired action lifestyle, how to remove those chains, which is what they are, chains of procrastination. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we are talking about how to stop procrastination from depriving you of your future. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact us out there. You can reach us at our website at www.inspiredactionliving.com. Also, inspiredactionradio.com will certainly get you there. And email is care, C-A-R-E, at inspiredactionliving.com. And so we were just talking about the longer one procrastinates, the harder a task becomes. And I just want to say I was on my Facebook page looking at, I have just some wonderful people that I'm connected with on Facebook. One of them is Greg Braden, and he had such a great post today that was so poignant in terms of what we're talking about. And it just starts out, it's a little bit long, but I'm not going to go through all of that. I just want to talk about how it starts out, which is he was saying that there was a gentleman who was leading a conference, standing in front of the conference, talking about moving forward, progress, and positive, negative emotions. Not sure exactly all of the subjects of that conference, but the gentleman was holding a glass filled halfway with water in front of the group and was about to say something. All of the members of the audience thought he's going to say the classic, is this glass half full or is this glass half empty? And what was interesting is that's not what he said. What he asked is, how heavy is this glass in my hand? And the audience, which certainly were surprised by the question, the idea was is that it doesn't matter how heavy that glass is. But the bottom line is that the glass is going to get heavier the longer you hold it. And of course, that is absolutely true. The longer you hold your arm up with that glass half empty, it's very, very light in the beginning, of course, but the longer you hold it, the longer you can hold it for days, and you're going to be in the hospital because that glass is going to get extremely heavy. And that's the problem with procrastination. The more and more one procrastinates, the heavier, more difficult things become. Here's the key: unnecessarily. So, wouldn't you say, Michael? That was a great Facebook post.
That is great. I hadn't heard that before. That's a very interesting way to look at it. But it's so true. Because in life, anything you can use this, anything you hang on to, and don't deal with gets heavier and heavier over time.
Yes.
And
yes.
One of the things I like to, when it comes to procrastination, there's a procrastination cycle, which is if you procrastinate enough about things that affect your life enough, you go into the cycle of procrastinate followed by desperate action.
Yes.
And you procrastinate and it's followed by desperate action. And so it's a very extreme cycle you can get into. But again, that procrastination glass gets heavier and heavier if you don't deal with it or begin to manage it.
Yes, yes. And that's a perfect segue into some tips that I want to make sure everyone has out there, which is, again, knowledge is power. So to wrap your minds around the idea of taking, when you talk about action, because of course procrastination is often about avoiding proper action, but you need to look at what action you're talking about. There are many different types of actions, and really you just hit on it, Michael. The first off is desperate action. And if you do really get into the higher spectrum of procrastination, you're talking about that. Your life is one extreme to the other. Procrastinate, then unfortunately you're in a situation where you're in desperate action. Procrastinate, desperate action. That's not where you want to be, because again, it is about living in extremes, and you never find that inspiration in those circumstances. Another action type is habitual action. And that is really comes from daily actions in terms of caring for your body, what you do in the morning and in the evening, and getting set, to a pattern of daily behaviors like watching TV, reading before bed. Maybe you stop somewhere and grab a coffee at the same place every day. And this is also a little bit autopilot type, but this is also habitual actions. Then we do come into the autopilot actions. This comes from actions without awareness and very little attention. I'm sure, I don't know if many of you have ever found yourself driving somewhere and daydreaming at the same time, and then suddenly you realize how far you've driven, but you don't remember doing it. Have you ever done that, Michael?
Oh, yes. On more than one occasion, and it always amazes me when that happens. Always.
Isn't it incredible? Because let's say you've just gone a few miles, there were stoplights within that period of time. You made certain turns because that's your route, yet you don't remember doing it. Very dangerous.
And it is dangerous, yes.
Yes, yes. Autopilot is not where you want to be, but there is that action type. Autopilot can become an action type, which is, again, bringing our awareness and attention to that is what we want to pay attention to. And the other action type is forced action type. Forced action. This comes from actions you take as a result of something or someone forcing you into them. Now, that can be in many different ways in your life when you essentially get yourself into a pattern that isn't your choice necessarily. It's someone else's choice or something else, and you are simply serving that without thought. And so there is a process in which other people start really defining, or essentially they become the drivers of your life. Those situations become the drivers, not you. You're no longer the driver in those situations because you just start taking action based on other people's movements and choices. And that is not where you want to be either. That's unfortunate, forced action. The action that you want to be in is inspired action. It's the action that comes from a form of divine intervention. And that is the action that we're all looking to achieve, to bring into our lives, to have full awareness of, to bring strategic delay, if we so choose, to bring that into our lives. Inspired action is where you're looking to get to. So it's really important when you're out there and you're progressing daily, look at the actions you're taking in your day. What type of actions are you taking? What percentage of your day is full of desperate action? habitual action, autopilot action, forced action. How much of your day has that in it? And then how much inspired action? I coach people on this all the time. And when I'm done coaching people, their day is full of inspired action. They are making progress. They are fulfilling dreams that sometimes they didn't know they had. And that is where we're all looking to get. That's what's important. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
So important. But again, your essential point you're making here, and it's the thread that weaves through all the things I hear you talking about, is you've got to get to a place where you're aware. You're aware of what you're thinking. You're aware of your thoughts. Because then the difference between procrastination and strategic delay, suddenly it's actually helpful if you're procrastinating to reflect on it as you're doing it, be aware enough to reflect on it and look at it and ask the question, am I procrastinating here, or is this a case of where it's a strategic delay and it will actually benefit me? Because if it doesn't benefit you going forward, really, you're wasting time. That's right. What's happening. You're spinning right. Your wheels, and you've given up your personal power, which is the biggest thing. You give up your power when you're out in charge, and as you said, on autopilot, you're just going through the motions. Yeah, well, I do this all the time. I'll continue doing it, but it's not taking you somewhere. It's just killing time.
And we take, far too often, we take our attention for granted because, again, I know that some people create circumstances in their lives, or maybe they feel like they didn't create them. It's just happening to them. But you know what? Your attention and awareness that comes from that, but your attention is so incredibly powerful that is a tool you have right now that you can use to change those circumstances. And that's what we take for granted. Not only the power, the tool that we have, but the power, the actual power that exists with that tool. Really quite amazing. So we're going to talk about, again, some very, very important tips here, especially about what our past can tell us about our future related to procrastination. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. And again, when we come back, we're going to talk about some powerful tips that, again, can remove the chains of procrastination, get us moving forward into our future successfully. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we are going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about procrastination and finding ways to successfully create an inspired action lifestyle from there. And we have Michael Becker with us here today as well. And, you know, we were just talking about on the break, very important. I know so much procrastination we are all going through. And there's a few tips I want to put out there because sometimes it's so hard to really get why it is that we can't get something done. We feel like there's so many different pieces to this puzzle. And the bigger thing is too, is that since we don't get why it's happening, we tend not to go after the kernel, the core of what in fact it is. It's almost a form of procrastination because if it's not there, it's not happening. I need to get something else done. So it's really fascinating. And I know that we were just talking about attention and how powerful our attention is. And I also want to put out there that we really benefit from, first off, looking to our past accomplishments for verification things can happen. Most people don't think that there's much they can do to make the changes really needed. And that's what's really important here is that we have to convince a part of our minds that this can happen, and when it does, it's going to benefit us greatly. And so there's a part of us that just doesn't see that it's important enough, doesn't see that it in fact can happen. So visualizing of the past, a very helpful exercise for you to have if you have trouble believing there's anything you can do to make things happen or change anything around you. Think about your past, a time when you had a task, a project, a game, something that had a beginning, middle, and ending. Very important, beginning, middle, and ending. We tend to forget that we've accomplished many things before. But sometimes we have to pull those from memory, look at them, see the beginning, see the middle, see the end, see when it was that we accomplished it, so we can spark those cells, those brain wirings that occur in our minds so that we can see, oh, this is familiar to me. So, in fact, if that's really a priority, then I can, in fact, do it because I've done it before. It's existed before for me. And really, here's a very important component to it as well. Releasing judgment. We really need to stop the mindset that small steps or tasks are too small to count. Because sometimes all we need to do is grab like something, some little piece to that task, as it could be as small as a kernel, and touch it. get our brain wiring active. That's what this does, by touching it, by bringing out. Maybe it's something that you have been meaning to write. Maybe it's a book. Who knows what it is? But you, if you grab that piece of paper, grab the pen, write down just a couple of words. It's not about the words. It's about activating the brain wiring so that it starts, because you need to activate it to start moving it every day. And do that as many days in a row as you must, because you're going to be shocked. And then your mind says, oh, in fact, this is a real priority. Maybe I should, dedicate some specific time to these various tasks that many of us put off in procrastination. So bringing back into, if you're not doing it, look at, okay, am I procrastinating or am I strategically delaying this, and why? These are the things that many of us need to look at, especially if we're heavily into the spectrum meter, where our procrastination has become a pattern in our life. That's what we all must look at, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. That's the key. If it's just something that comes and goes, which happens to most of us, it's no big deal. But if it's something, as you say, that becomes a pattern, where it's just the way we're living our lives, then it's something that has to be addressed. And I want to throw one more thing out there, something that strikes me that I know is a component of procrastination, because I'm raising my hand here. It's happened to me many a time, which is an underlying issue with perfectionism.
Yes.
Where we believe that, you know, our internal standard of how we're going to do something is so high that it's intimidating. It seems like a daunting task, particularly if we've done similar things in the past and, you know, didn't get the results we were looking for, or it was hard or it was tedious. Then we say, oh, well, you know, the brain is saying this is probably going to be very similar. And so a sense of perfectionism really holds us back, and we need to let go of that and look at everything as fresh and new and unique, and not something that's a reflection of the past. But again,
yes.
I want to go back to something you said. It's so important, and that is that, you know, small steps, small things we do, when you combine them, create huge results. So it is in the small steps. It's not the overwhelming massive steps, but in a series of small steps.
Absolutely. That is so critical. And when I have worked with different individuals before, there were two major components to a lot of the procrastination that was happening in their lives, which is that very thing you just said, Michael, which is small steps, tasks. They didn't count them. They didn't see them as important, when in fact, they are the only thing that changes the world. Are those types of small steps. The other piece was the judgment that individuals were afraid were going to be placed upon them based on various things going on in their life. So we care so much about perfectionism often, yes, but we also care so much about what other people are going to think of us. How are they going? You know, I have a persona, I have a reputation, I have this and that out there that's very, very important. I care for that reputation in such a way, for whether you're in a job environment or you're in a family environment. That's another very big area where procrastination exists, in your family environment. Even there, you feel like maybe you can be authentic, but oftentimes it's maybe not as authentic as you might think. So you really need to look at how much do I care about what they think of this or me or this task, or, you know, time frames in which I'm dealing with all of this. Here's another very big component, which is, what are you waiting for? Stop the waiting for things to change. Get ready, be better, more ideal for me to take this action. It's not quite in the right place. There are certain things that need to line up before I can move forward and do those certain things. That's what's really important, because that kind of waiting can often cause not only a lot of resistance, but isolation. And isolation is a very big component that needs to be paid attention to. Mustn't isolate ourselves. There are too many resources around us that are just absolutely phenomenally beneficial in this case. So also, some people think if they think about something, that's enough. I've worked with people who just go through the thought process of some particular circumstance or task or project, and they never get past the thought process. And they think and feel like and act like they've accomplished something because they've thought about it. And whereas that's a piece of it, it doesn't count until there's a bit of inspired action that is taken. So it's so important, and I really, you know what? We all need to keep our eye on the prize. That is critical. And I want to thank Michael Becker for being with me here today and sharing such great information. And I so have enjoyed this time together with everyone. You can reach me at inspiredactionliving.com. And I want to say that every Inspired Action Radio Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, you will see me here. And next week, we're going to be talking to Dr. Shane Lopez, the world-renowned expert on the psychology of hope. How great is that? That is going to be an incredible conversation. You must join me. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful week out there, and I'll look forward to seeing you here next week.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.